Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
While prospects for gun safety laws in the U.S. are dim, Canada, which already has a ban on most assault-style weapons, is now set to pass a national freeze on handgun sales. No new sales or imports in all of Canada, along with new red flag laws to allow judges to take away weapons from those who already have them if they're a danger to themselves or others. Prime Minister Trudeau cited violence south of the border, meaning us. Here he is yesterday announcing the legislation.
Gun violence is a complex problem, but at the end of the day, the math is really quite simple. The fewer the guns in our communities, the safer everyone will be.
Conservatives in Canada say the new measures wouldn't stop the smuggling of illegal weapons across the border up from the U.S. Chris Hall joins us now from Ottawa. He's National Affairs Editor and host of The House on CBC Radio. So, Chris, to this handgun sale ban, pretty amazing to American ears. Tell us more about it.
Well, it's not just a sale ban. It's the importation or transfer of legally owned handguns now to anyone else who doesn't actually have them. So it's a freeze. There will be no new handguns sold or brought into this country legally anyway, unless someone is a verified sports shooter. So it's a broader step than what the Liberal government has proposed before. And as you're probably aware, in this country, there have been many efforts to try to curtail both ownership and availability of handguns and long guns dating back now two or three decades.
Yeah, but what's the support there in Canada for some type of legislation? And what's the pushback? You know, is there a gun lobby like there is here?
Oh, yeah. So let's start with the gun lobby and the Conservative Party of Canada. Both argue that these measures really only target legally owned guns. It does nothing to stop violent crime or criminal gangs from getting their hands on these types of firearms and to use them in committing criminal offenses. They would prefer to have much harsher sentences for that activity. The support comes from really quite broadly from doctors who treat people who have gunshot wounds, from survivors or the families of people who have been killed in mass shootings in this country. And we've not had as many, obviously, as the United States, but we are not immune to this. And also from people mostly in urban centers who see a proliferation of gun crimes in this country. Again, smaller numbers than you obviously experience in the United States, but enough now that it's caught the attention not just of politicians, but a number of lobby groups who believe that now is the time to try and curtail how available these weapons are and to make them far more difficult to use.
Yeah. In 2020, a gunman dressed as a police officer shot and killed 22 people in Nova Scotia. That's quite something. But that ban on assault-type rifles that happened after that shooting, was that also new purchases? Were guns grandfathered? Because we know there's a buyback program.
There were 1,800 brands or styles of these assault weapons that are going to be either forced, owners are going to be forced to sell them back to the government or to ensure that they are destroyed. That has just really begun to kick in now. It's going to be starting in the fall, perhaps, or maybe early in the new year. Lots of difficulties, obviously. These are legally owned, in many cases, weapons. And it's back to the point I made originally. There's a concern that people who are legally owning them and who aren't using them for any other purpose in sports shooting are being targeted by this legislation. So ultimately, it comes down to this. Do you believe that, as the Prime Minister was saying in that clip you ran, that the more available guns are, the more likely they are to be used? Or do you believe that it's now the focus has to be on making sure those who do use them illegally, the ones who smuggle them primarily from the United States, are held to a higher standard in terms of the types of sentences they receive?
Wow. So the assault weapons, you have to give that up, whereas with the handguns, the new law is there are no new sales or imports. Here in the U.S., if something like that were announced, I'm sure others would agree that the result would be a run on guns. What happens there?
Well, that's an interesting question. We have much more substantial background checks for anyone who wants to purchase a firearm for the first time. There's a cooling off period. These kinds of things that make it difficult to obtain if you're an 18-year-old to walk into a store and buy one. Mm. It doesn't happen in this country. That being said, there are concerns that there will be a spike in sales over the next weeks as people anticipate this. So it's going to be a challenge. This is not going to be in place at least until the fall. So lots of concern about how many guns may be sold between now and then.
although many Canadians may just be giving theirs up. Chris Hall, National Affairs Editor and host of The House on CBC Radio in Ottawa. Chris, thanks.
Thanks, Robin.